Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. All the FIRs against the suspended BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma have been clubbed together by the Supreme Court. They'll be investigated in Delhi. She is free to approach the High Court to quash the charges against her. In fact, Mohammed Zubair, who was earlier arrested and taken into custody before eventually being released, also has the right to quash the cases against him in the Delhi High Court. So is there a parallel in how the court has looked at both cases? And beyond a point, is this really relief for Nupur Sharma, someone whose comments against the Prophet were slammed by the Supreme Court earlier, comments which triggered international condemnation for India? Does she not still need to answer for those incredibly harsh and irresponsible remarks? That's what we are looking at tonight. Joining us, Tanveer Ahmed Mir, Swati Malik, Ashutosh joins us in a little while, Pramod Swami of the BJP, Geeta Bhatt as well, as also Ashwini Dubey, the Supreme Court lawyer. Tanveer Ahmed Mir, let me come to you first. Is it not, it's interesting in a sense what the Supreme Court had said earlier on as far as Nupur Sharma was concerned and what the court has said today. Earlier, the court said she faces threats or she has become a security threat, they asked. They pulled up the Delhi police and says, what has the Delhi police done with reference to the remarks that she had made? Today, the Supreme Court says that the Delhi police needs to investigate and she does, in fact, face a threat. So obviously, the court has changed its mind. It's gathered more information, but it just strikes me how different what has happened today is from what the court mentioned several weeks back.
Well, thank you, Vishnu, for inviting me to your program. You see, today's order is based on the premise that if there are multiple FIRs against a person emanating from a single speech, whether that person is to be now prosecuted in every police station or every court where an FIR is lodged, or all these FIRs and investigations are to be combined and the person is to be investigated, then possibly tried before one court. This is the premise of today's order. This order is consistent. It is correct. But by no stretch of imagination does today's order exonerate Ms. Sharma by any stretch of imagination. What the Supreme Court has said is that the matter will be investigated by Delhi police.
Yep.
And all proceedings will be taken out and carried out before the court of competent jurisdiction in Delhi.
Right.
Now, it is trite law of the land that even the Supreme Court does not interfere in the power of an investigating officer in terms of whether they want to arrest or not.
Yep.
The unfortunate part of it is that whereas in one case, for example, Zubair, the investigating authorities arrest the person, you know, leaving no stones unturned, and then try to pile upon him cases as it happened in UP.
Right, the journalist
which
was
compelled
arrested
the Honorable
and the person
Supreme
who made
Court
the remarks
to combine
was not.
In this case also, it is up to the Delhi police
whether
they want to arrest Madam Sharma or not.
Right. So I take that point that, you know, I mean, and this is the key difference. I'll come back to you in a bit. I want to go across to Ashwini Dubey. Ashwini Dubey, the key point is that, you know, this is relief for Nupur Sharma only to the extent that she's not going to have to run around various courts in this country. But she is still entirely accountable for the remarks which she made. Remarks which were so strong, we can't repeat them on this program, but remarks which brought India international condemnation besides anything else. She still has to answer.
See, Vishnuji, the criminal jurisprudence and the criminal procedure code says that once the FIR is registered, it is to be taken to the logical conclusion.
Right.
The Honorable Supreme Court has given a temporary relief. So far as the multiple FIRs registered for the same cause of action at various parts of this country shall form the part of the FIR which was primarily registered at Delhi, and that will be investigated together. And the second, clubbing of FIR and quashing of FIR, both are the different things. Here, the Nupur Sharma has not been absolved for the offense allegedly she has committed. Only thing is that only one investigating agency, where the first FIR was registered shall investigate
right,
the
case. So it's procedural. And so my question, Ashutosh, was this. My question is, this is procedural. She still has to answer for what is widely seen as condemnable remarks that she made.
And that has to be, and Vishnuji, respectfully, that has to be looked into by the investigating agency, that whether the offences for which she is being asked to be cooperator, the investigation is taking place. That has to be looked into entirely.
I would suggest the judge has to decide, because the remarks are there for anyone to see. Swati Singh, Malik, you know, are we missing the bottom line over here? The laws have to be consistent, and they are consistent. It makes a lot of sense that nobody is you know, chasing multiple courts in this country. That everybody should have the power, if a court decides, to try and quash the cases against them. And everybody has, more than anything else, a right to liberty and security, of course. But as we debate this, are we not missing the larger point? The larger point being remarks which have torn a part of our society, brought international condemnation, and have resulted in a situation where we even have to debate something which should naturally be condemned.
Absolutely, Vishnu. I completely agree with you. And another thing that the Supreme Court kind of diverted from is that the first FIR, wherever the first FIR is registered, that is where all the subsequent FIRs are transferred to the territorial jurisdiction of the first FIR. Now, that has also been ignored in this order that has come today. The first FIR was not in Delhi. So therefore, you know, transferring all the matters, clubbing it all together and giving it, handing it over to Delhi police, which is directly under the Home Ministry, which is under the BJP, is a little, again, that is a diversion that the Supreme Court has taken. But I also agree with you that, you know, it's not as simple as just a comment was made and kind of, you know, it kind of, and now she will apologize or explain it. But what we also have to look into is the comment which rattled the communal harmony of this country, which has not seen, which made neighbors, enemies into, convert into, you know, neighbors convert into enemies of their neighbors. And, you know, we've seen Kanhaiya Lal, we've seen other very unfortunate incidents happen after this comment. But what we also have to actually consider here, Vishnu, is that what gave Nupur Sharma that confidence to make this comment on a national television.
Yeah.
So the mindset of this, of the ruling party, which lets a spokesperson, you know, have kind of the kind of a belief that no matter what they say, and they can get away with anything that they say, and the whole focus is about making these religious attacks whenever, you know, whenever somebody tries to bring up, whether it's unemployment or it's, you know, inflation, they only bring in religion. So keeping in mind that mindset of the ruling BJP, of the party, of the government, is when what would have given Ms. Sharma the kind of confidence with which she said what she did. And another thing was, Vishnu, the silence maintained by the senior leadership of the government and of the BJP.
Until such time as it became an international issue.
Absolutely, absolutely right.
And then we were running around to various Middle Eastern countries saying that, no, this is unacceptable to us. We don't do this sort of thing in our country. Until yes. Then, it was all okay, but then soon after, it became not okay.
Correct. So for those 8 days, it was absolutely okay. And that's what, you know, that's what even flamed this fire even more.
Okay, Swati, half a second. Geetaji, would you like to respond to that? That in as much as we value the process of law, and there is so much to be said about the process of law, and the effort is to ensure Nupur Sharma's safety, are we not forgetting what the larger issue is? Remarks which brought us into a terrible situation in our country.
Vishnuji, you see, we do acknowledge and realize that today the Supreme Court has given a relief to Sharma, and this it seems is in line with the various judgments of the Supreme Court. But the point over here is that I am a little appalled to see that this kind of the statement that has been made by the Congress spokesperson, where killing of Kanhaiya Lal, it is being said that it is unfortunate, but even from the leadership of the party and it is the Congress government which is ruling in Rajasthan, there was no condemnation of this, this whole Sar Tan Se Juda syndrome, under which people like Kanhaiya Lal, and not just him, more than a dozen people in the last 1.5 months were on July 1. very, very contentious remarks were made by the Honorable Supreme Court regarding the oral remarks which were made. And after that, more than six people, they have been attacked. They have been emboldened, the radicalized in the society.
Okay, let's get a response. Let's get a response from the Congress on this.
Or I might not get another chance to speak.
I promise you, okay. I will give you answer. Okay. Swati, I think Geetaji makes an important point. Why don't you condemn all episodes? It doesn't matter if the person is a Hindu or Muslim. A murder is a murder. An attack is an attack.
Vishnu, absolutely right. And we have condemned the murder of Kanhaiya Lal. We have not supported the murderers. We have not stood with those murderers out there. We condemned. And what did the murders of Kanhaiya Lal, what was the connection that it turned out to be? They were connected with the BJP, if you recall, Vishnu. They were connected with the party. They were post holders of the party. So we are not trying to, we've never been communal. We've always been secular, and all religions have been respected by the Congress. And here also, we are not condemning because Nupur Sharma made a comment against Muslims. We would have also condemned had it been the other way around, which we have done. So when Kanhaiya Lal was murdered, his murderers were arrested within 24 hours, and they turned out to be supporters and post holders of the BJP.
Geetaji?
Well, in terms of BJP, I think only a BJP spokesperson can come out and defend it. But the fact remains that just because some people attend certain political party functions there does not make them their karyakartas. And just to remind that it is under the Mr. Gehlot's leadership in Rajasthan that Mufti Nadeem, who had made such caustic remarks of chopping off hands and nose and ears, he got bail within one day in Rajasthan. Not only that, also it was the those who killed Kanhaiya Lal, Kanhaiya Lal had approached the government over there and had asked for protection because he was already getting threats. But it did not, the government in Rajasthan, they did not...
Okay, you mentioned this, Geetaji, you're basically saying double standard.
Double standard, yes. Also, one more point I would like to make over here, that if the same decision which the Supreme Court has taken today, had they taken it on 1st of July, I think a lot of people would have been saved, their lives would have been saved. And they would not have been attacked because
All right, Swati, just respond. Swati, Geetaji, I get the point. I need to move between. Geetaji, you made your point. Let her respond because my other panelists are waiting. Swati, quickly.
Yeah, Vishnu, when the person who made those remarks about Nupur Sharma, when he gets a bail from the court, that is being followed, judicial process has been followed, and unfortunately, the judiciary is not controlled by the Congress out there. Please understand. Please tell us where was the failure in arresting him. Now, secondly, when Kanhaiya Lal approached the police and he said he's being threatened, that is when we all know, Vishnu, we've debated many times earlier about what exactly happened that time. Police got both of them together and Kanhaiya Lal withdrew his complaint after there was a mutual understanding between the two of them, an apology or settlement had been arrived into. And that is when the Kanhaiya Lal withdrew his complaint. So it is wrong to say that he went to police and police did nothing. Secondly, it is wrong to say that just because the other accused got a bail within one day, that's why the government is to be blamed. I'm sorry, the Rajasthan is one state where we do not control the judiciary.
Okay. All right. Pramod Swamiji, is it not important that, so much has happened as far as this entire case is concerned? There have been so many Supreme Court hearings. But the bottom line over here about the remarks which she made, of course, the focus was on Zubair later on. But now it's back to Nupur Sharma. And why don't we look at what the Supreme Court actually had to say earlier on? Single-handedly responsible for violence that broke out after a comment on the Prophet, right? She faces threats or has she become a security threat? We saw the debate, how she was incited. By the way, she said all of this and later said she was a lawyer, it is shameful. So, sir, the point is this. Why is it not, is this not the real issue over here?
Pramod. Dekhe, aaj jo Supreme Court ka jo nirnay aaya hai, wo is aadhar pe aaya hai ki Nupur Sharma ji ne ek पिटीशन दिया था कि मेरी जान को खतरा है और विभिन्न देश के विभिन्न राज्यों पर
ये पता है मैं सिर्फ आपको ये कह रहा हूँ कि मेन पॉइंट मेन फोकस जो होना चाहिए नुपुर शर्मा के जो बयान थे पहले, जो कमेंट्स थे एक टेलीविजन नेटवर्क पे, शुड वी नॉट रिमेम्बर दैट, उसको क्रिटिसाइज नहीं करना चाहिए, उसको बस हम सिर्फ भूल जाए।
मैं इसको दो पार्ट में बोलना चाहूंगा। एक इस पे जो जुडिशरी है वो अपना निर्णय लेगी और जुडिशरी का जो निर्णय होगा वो सर्वमान्य है। दूसरी बात, आपने कहा कि नुपुर शर्मा के जो स्टेटमेंट है जो टीवी डिबेट में उन्होंने दिया, उसकी क्या निंदा नहीं की जानी चाहिए? बिल्कुल निंदा करनी चाहिए। हमें कोई हक नहीं है कि हम किसी के भी पैगंबर प्रोफेट या किसी भी देवी देवता के ऊपर में कोई भी कमेंट करें। मैं बिल्कुल इस बात से सहमत हूं, लेकिन जब आप चर्चा करेंगे, जब डिबेट करेंगे, तो उसके दो मापदंड नहीं हो सकते। अभी मेरी कांग्रेस की बहन बोल रही थी, सेक्युलरिज्म के ऊपर में बहुत बड़ा व्याख्यान दे रही थी, तो मैं उनको याद दिलाना चाहूंगा कि इसी देश में एक ऐसे भी प्रधानमंत्री थे जिन्होंने कहा था कि भारत के संसाधनों पर पहला हक मुसलमानों का है। इसी देश में हमने ये भी देखा कि साहबानो केस में किस तरह कट्टरपंथियों के जवाब में आकर सुप्रीम कोर्ट के निर्णय को बदला गया। तो ये, और इस देश में हमने भी देखा कि ये भी देखा कि एक ऐसे नेता थे जिन्होंने एक बयान दिया कि 15 करोड़ 100 करोड़ पे भारी पड़ेंगे, और वो यूपीए सरकार में वो अंशीदार थे, यूपीए सरकार में उन्होंने वो गवर्नमेंट के भागीदार थे। तो ये जो कांग्रेस का जो डबल स्टैंडर्ड है, तो इसके ऊपर में भी हमें चिंतन
करना चाहिए।
I wish it was as simple as that Congress is politicizing it. I'm sorry, the silence of the senior leadership is the leadership of the BJP and of the government. When I say that separately, it's because I'm taking the Prime Minister to be different from the President of BJP here. And the silence from those two sectors is what actually fanned this whole problem here. We wouldn't have been debating it otherwise.
So we, उनके ऊपर में कार्रवाई की गई है, उनको पार्टी से निकाला गया है।
उनके ऊपर आपने 10 दिन बाद कार्रवाई की सर,
जवाब दीजिए ना। आप सिर्फ एक ही चीज बोलने से तो नहीं होगा ना, मेरे सवालों का जवाब
आप बोलने देंगे तो कोई जवाब देंगे?
आप जवाब देने दीजिए, आप
जवाब सुनने का तो शौक ही नहीं है आप लोगों को, उसके लिए तो बहुत पेशेंस चाहिए होती है सर, जो है ही नहीं आप में। आप बोलने देंगे तभी तो कोई बोलेगा, या ऐसे चिल्ला के मेक इट अ शाउट फेस्ट आउट हियर?
आप बोलिए,
बोलिए, सवाल तो बोलिए।
मेरा सवाल यह है कि इसी देश में एक प्रधानमंत्री थे जिन्होंने कहा कि भारत के संसाधनों पर पहला मुसलमानों का, क्या ये सेक्युलरिज्म है आपका? इसी देश में हमने एक ऐसा प्रधानमंत्री,
अगर हम बोलते हैं कि माइनॉरिटीज का अधिकार है, अगर हम बोलते हैं कि हाँ माइनॉरिटी का
जवाब दे रही
है,
आप सुन लीजिए, आप सुन लीजिए,
ये बताइए, हाँ दीजिए
प्रमोद जी, वो जवाब दे रहे, आप सुन लीजिए प्लीज। यस,
आप बोलिए।
आई एम ओनली सेइंग विष्णु दैट इफ द कांग्रेस पार्टी हैज सेड दैट यस माइनॉरिटीज एंड मुस्लिम्स हैव आवर इक्वल राइट टू जस्टिस, व्हाट इज रॉन्ग इन दैट?
पहला है संसाधनों पर
माइनॉरिटी
मुसलमानों का, दिस पार्ट इज स्टेटमेंट।
ऑलराइट, आई वांट टू एंड दिस पार्ट ऑफ दिस डिबेट ओवर हियर बिकॉज़ आई वांट टू गो अक्रॉस टू आशुतोष। आशुतोष, वन ऑफ द पॉइंट्स व्हिच वाज मेंशनड इन कोर्ट टुडे वाज दैट व्हाई डज दिस नेसेसरीली हैव टू कम टू दिल्ली एट ऑल? Why can't it go to some other court in this country? Do you believe, Ashutosh, that there was merit in that argument? Of course, the Supreme Court ruled against it. But do you believe that that's an argument that needs to have been looked at?
Sir, Vishnu, first of all, let me congratulate Geeta Bhatt and the Pramod Swami for diverting the issue very successfully and putting the Congress party on defensive. I think let me congratulate them. The issue is Nupur Sharma. Issue is the violent and the serious consequences. Issue is not what happened. Issue is what happened later because of the Nupur Sharma, and about which the Supreme Court has very strongly condemned. Very, very strong words used by Supreme Court, and I had never seen such harsh words by Supreme Court in my recent memory. So let me congratulate them. The second point is, I think if Nupur Sharma has not been Nupur Sharma, if her name has been Zubair or some other name, by now Nupur Sharma must be languishing in jail for more than many months, and she would not have got bail anywhere in this country. That's the unfortunate part of it. Zubair was arrested and he was in jail for more than five weeks. He did in seven cases, one after another. That's how the due process of law in this country is working. And again, let me also tell you that I'm not a believer that Nupur Sharma and Zubair both should go to jail. No, neither the Nupur Sharma should go to jail, nor Zubair should go to jail. If anybody has a problem, they could have gone to the court. They could have asked for the redressal. But the problem is, when the Nupur Sharma first time moved to the court, Supreme Court did not give her relief. That's a wrong on the part of the Supreme Court. But it's also wrong on the part of the Delhi police to arrest Zubair Ahmed on flimsy ground and did not even go and look for where Nupur Sharma is. Whose fault and whose crime within courts, the alleged crime, has been far more serious. It led to violent reactions in Kanpur and other places. Supreme Court itself has recognized. But BJP will not talk about it. Okay. And the support of the BJP will not talk about it, because Nupur Sharma belongs to a kind of a politics which suits to them.
All right. Last comment, Ashwini Dubey, would you like to respond to that? That you're looking away from what Nupur Sharma's crimes essentially were, what she actually had to say. There's still some sort of an effort to protect her. The police certainly didn't do enough. They went after the wrong person.
Vishnuji, respectfully, I'll take 30 seconds. Vishnuji, with your words, the process should not become punishment and innocent till proven guilty. So that till the time the logical end for any investigation is taken by the investigating agency, which is authorized under the law, we should not say that one person is guilty. Second, Vishnuji, respectfully, the fundamental basis on which the clubbing of FIR is sought is contained in Article 32 of the Constitution of India. Vishnuji, respectfully, I and you have debated on number of occasions so far as the constitutional powers of courts are concerned and constitutional right of one citizen is concerned. When the Keshavanand Bharti categorically state that the rule of law forms the basic structure of the Constitution, when the IR Kohele versus the state of Tamil Nadu categorically state that rule of law cannot be changed or abolished by the constitutional amendments, and Vishnuji, respectfully, Article 20,
we are fighting for the rule of law, sir. But we are also fighting for our common sense and our education, which says that you cannot go and say whatever you want and expect to go away.
And it's acceptable in civilized society.
Of course, religion shouldn't be the topic of a debate. It doesn't matter what faith. But when you are a political party leader, you can go ahead and say anything, be deeply offensive to our community. And then you go ahead, sir, and argue, but there is a process of law which you need to follow. A person is not guilty. Do we not, as educated people, know what she said was wrong?
Mr. Can I respond?
Half a second, Ashutosh.
In this country, the process should be punishment for those who do not belong to a particular religion. If they belong to a particular religion, the process should be punishment for them. If you disagree with the government, the process should be punishment. If you are opposed to the government, the process should be a punishment. That's how the process of law in this country is being followed by the government and agencies also.
All right, look, we'll wrap this up over there. This is going to be heard at various levels. Nupur Sharma, like Zubair, has the right to approach the Delhi High Court to try and quash the various cases against them. And these are not by any means the final observations of any judge or any court in this case. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. Got a couple of comments as usual on who Nikita says, why is she being threatened even after the case has been filed against her already? Satya says, if those cruel, inhuman people can kill the people who support Nupur Sharma, then I'm really scared to think about what will happen to Nupur Sharma. Diverse opinions there. Out of time on this program. There's a lot more coming up on NDTV 24/7.